We're up to Simon Shin Ayin Aleph Seif Hey. Yisrael the Ger. It's on page 476. Does anyone need another? There's one more Dirshan Mishnah book anyone needs here. Page 476. Seif Hey. Yisrael the Ger Shayudarim Bechotzer Umeis Hagen. By the way, there's one thing as a Bnei Hagdam for this halacha, which we'll immediately discuss a little bit later on. There's always a solution for a problem, not always, but sometimes. Well, what happens if you have a courtyard? There are five people in the courtyard, and four people make an eruv chatzeres, and one person does not join. Are you stuck? And it's Shabbos. What do you do? There's a solution. It's called bitul rishus, where the person, the Jew, who did not contribute towards it can be mevatel, can nullify, like hefker, his rishus. I'm no longer an independent owner. I have a home that's worth $1 million. No, what's $1 million? What's $1 million? My friends want to carry in the courtyard on Shabbos. There's no price that's too high. I'm a vatal, my rishus hefker. I'm part of everyone can have my. It's my house belongs to the community. You can walk right in. I'm part of the community, and Mimela, we're all the one big happy family here. My bank accounts. Everything is fine and good. That's what you can do. And the details of that on Shabbos, yes, on Shabbos. The details. What? You have to make a kinyan. So in Echnami, for this you can make a kinyan. You're only not allowed to make a kinyan for dvar reshus. You're allowed to make kinyanim for dvar mitzvah. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. Okay. So
well,
these.
Why would he do that?
Why would he do that? In order to let his friends carry
in
the courtyard. He should have done that before. That's only before Shabbos begins. It's too late. It's already Shabbos. So called bitul rishus. So we have to remember there are two different things. There's a goy, lechatchila. One is supposed to make an eruv chatzeres. He joined together with bread. If you don't, what about a goy? A goy is not part of the eruv. You have to make schiras makom. A Jew that does not join and wants to join on Shabbos, this is called bitul rishus. We have not discussed that yet. That's discussed much later on. And Yiras Hashem will get that. The only reason why I'm mentioning that is because it's mentioned in the Mechaber Derech Agav. Just like we mentioned Derech Agav, the law of Schira Smakum for Goy, Derech Agav. It's not the Ikka Sug, we'll get that later on. So too, that's going to be mentioned here in a few moments. So I just want to point that out. Yeah?
Is he allowed to carry?
Yes, yeah, he himself allowed to carry, of course. Once he's levatel his rishus, he's placed part of the community, so he's a guest in other people's homes. So he's also allowed to carry. Okay, so we'll get to those details later. I just want to point out because we'll see that soon. Here we have a situation, a new case, where we have a Yisrael the Ger, so you don't the chutzner. Now the reason why we tell a ger is not like a regular person in regard to the law of the Yoresh. We've learned the last couple of these simon, they're complex simon, where a person dies, and the person either lives in the courtyard, the person does not live in the courtyard. And in the nail on Shabbos, there is a process of Yerusha. There's the next of kin. Who inherits a person? His son, his brother, his father, so on and so forth. Whatever the rules of Yerusha. So someone is automatically going to take over the property Mimela on Shabbos, and he'll have the option of moving in on Shabbos, and then this person moves in on Shabbos, or does not move in on Shabbos. If he lives in the courtyard, doesn't live in the courtyard, lives in the same house, lives in a different house, and if you want, you have instructions, let's say a person has a will. Okay, so all those cases clear who will become the new owner when this person dies, either by Torah law or will happen due to his will. Now we're discussing a new case where a person dies and does not have any yarshim. How could it be the person dies, doesn't have any yarshim, doesn't exist such a thing? A ger. Ger sheniskayer, gikaten shenei la'adami, he has no yarshim. Now, if he has a will, that's a different story. But if he has no will, if he has no yoresh, he doesn't have a wife, and he has no yoresh, no children, so who first come, first serve, whoever comes and takes the property, it becomes their property. So how do we deal with this halacha in the courtyard? There are two people. Let's say, make it very simple, there are two people. One is a ger, and one is a regular person, whatever, and the ger dies. And now, how do we deal with the courtyard on Shabbos? Does the other person, is he allowed to carry, not allowed to carry? And that's what we discuss. Let's see. So Yisrael the Ger, Shayudarim b'chotzer meis, Yisrael and Ger were living in the courtyard, and umeis hager, and the Ger died in the bodim before Shabbos begins. The Ger has died. the hechzik is shol achar b'nechasaf, and another Jew, someone that the one who chapped the property is not the person living in this courtyard. Someone from outside chapped the property. Afilu lo hechzik ad shechashecha, even if he did not take hold of it until it gets dark. Oyser ad shivatel rishuso, even if he did not. Even if he did not take hold of it until it gets dark. Let's see right away. Chavches, Mishmur Chavches. Afil lo hichsek. What does it mean, lo hichsek? Chavches, I wrote to Lama, Afal pish, b'chnisa Shabbos, kol zman, shaloi nichnas, yisho zeh, b'beiso, shal ger, hoi sadir, b'loi ba'olim, v'lo hoi so is seres, afil hoach, yein, oimim bo, Shabbos, shkeva, nshutru, hutru, hoil, v'hoi so ru'uyo, l'chachsek, bo, mib, odyom, v'hoi ha-heter, tolui, v'oimed, it was hanging. So here the person, the point we want to make is, again, step back. The theme of this siman, a very difficult siman to go through the pratim, is the rule of kevon shechutra chutra. If Shabbos began and the courtyard was mesukan, even though something goes wrong on Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Kevon shehut hodra. When do we apply that rule? When do we not apply that rule? New application. Ger dies. Shabbos has a simple case. Before Shabbos begins, someone else, an outsider, takes possession. And that person does not contribute towards the Erev. It's a given. That's simple. Easy as pie. There is no Erev you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Because you have now, when Shabbos has begun, there are two residents. There is the old guy who's living there in the courtyard all along. There is the newcomer. He only owns the property less than 24 hours. He has taken possession from the ger. So what? So he's the owner. There are two people. There is no Erev. You're not allowed to carry. That's simple. Bigger chiddush. Let's say when Shabbos began, it's ownerless. Fascinating. Shabbos begins. It's now Bein HaShemoshos. There are only two people. There are only two homes in the courtyard. There is the person that's been there forever, time immemorial, and then there is the ger. The ger died. The ger died, the property is ownerless. I'm the only person, the only one person left. Does he need an Erev v'chatzeros? No. He doesn't need an Erev v'chatzeros. He's the only person there. But there's a house, there's a $1 million house that's ownerless. No one lives there. If no one lives there, it's no worse than if someone would live there and he would be on the other end of the world. He's not coming here for Shabbos. And the only time you need to make an Erev v'chatzeros is only if the person is actually living there. If someone's not living there, you don't need an Erev v'chatzeros. So l'chor, there's no problem. So as long as no one walks in, no problem. But now comes along a person on Shabbos itself, he takes possession. So what would you right away think? Kevon shehutro hutro. Okay, you've taken possession. Right now, 10 o'clock at night, there are two residents, and we do not have Nerev. Right now there's a problem. But being that when Shabbos began, it was not a problem. And we have this beautiful principle we've been playing around with for the whole entire yesterday, for the last 2 days. Kevon shehutro hutro. No, not in this case. Why not? Why in this case don't we make use of this principle? Because when Shabbos began, it was oimed. It's going to happen. There are already people that are eyeing the property. It's hefker. And something that's hefker is destined to become the property. Someone's going to take possession. It's imminent. It's inevitable that someone's going to take possession. So we have to already take into consideration Bein HaShmoshos that this state of Hudra is not going to remain forever. And since it's not going to remain forever, we cannot apply at this moment in time the principle of Kevon Shehutra Hutra. So as long as no one comes and takes possession, okay, you're allowed to carry. You're one man. It's a one-man show. But when someone comes along on Shabbos and takes possession, then it is Aser. And don't tell me Kevon Shehutra Hutra, because it was not a Hutra. Hutra is only when no one is thinking. Everything is perfect. We're not expecting the unusual things to happen. We're not expecting someone to die or something like that to happen. But in this case, where it's ownerless, it's not going to remain like this. Someone's going to come along and take it. And that's why we don't apply the principle over here. Back to the Mechaber. Now, what's the solution? So here, this is very incidental. It's a little surprising.
Why didn't you have the other, and you say between Vatel and Rishus?
Right, that's what's over here. This is incidental. So now it's Shabbos, and the person walks in, he moves into this $1 million home, and now it's you and him. So, oh, we can't carry in the courtyard. So the solution is Bittul Rishos. Why here is he mentioning Bittul Rishos and he didn't mention it before? I don't know. But this is not our topic. This is actually Bittul Rishos. So if now Shabbos, if a person did not join in Erev and you want to be doing, you want to be able to carry on Shabbos, so there's a technique called Bittul Rishos which can be done on Shabbos itself, which we'll learn about later on. That's not the topic here. Just want to mention that it's forbidden to carry until you make, do this thing called Bittul Rishos. Kisho Yarish, like another Yarish, like any other situation, when you have a situation like this, where a person that becomes the owner on Shabbos itself, in a situation where it is also the Yarish, and he wants to carry with the person, the other person, the courtyard, you have to do Bittul Rishos. Now, before you, yeah, what?
Again, there's no inyan of not having kinyan on Shabbos.
I'm going to get that right in a moment. Very good.
Rishos happens passively.
Oh, okay. Excellent. I'm going to, there's a Dirish here, we're going to read this in one moment. One moment. Excellent. We're going to discuss it in the March. When we finish up the simile, now we're going to read something on the side here. Correct. Next case. Let's say, Meis Mishach HaSheicha. What happens if, when Shabbos begins, the ger is alive and well? Everything is fine and good. Kevan Shehutra Hutra, right? No problem. We're not expecting unusual things, death. That doesn't happen suddenly. Meis Mishach HaSheicha. Ger dies. It's Friday night. And suddenly he dies. But when Shabbos began, everything was the Seder. And now, 11 o'clock, they take away the ger died, 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, person walks in, oh, the ger died, he has no Yerushim, I'm the new owner, I'm the new boss, see, I'm taking over. And this person did not contribute towards the Erev. So what do we do now? Meis Mishach HaSheicha. In this situation, you don't need an Erev. Because here we do say, Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Because we didn't expect the ger to die on Shabbos. Shebehet HaRishon Oimeid. Okay, very straightforward. Now, what did you mention something very important? Let's see what it says over here in the Dirshu. Give me 1 second. Let me find it. Let's make sure I'm seeing the right one over here. I think it's 26. Yeah, 26, okay? Number 26 on the left side. Midin zeh, from this halacha, which exactly which point is going on. Afil lo hechzeke, the person was maxim in both of these cases. Both these cases, the person took possession of the property of the ger on Shabbos. The only difference between case A and case B was case A, the ger has already died before Shabbos, and in case B, the ger died on Shabbos. So 26, midin zeh, from this halacha, chiyach, harabi akiva eger, shehamoit se dov hefger b'Shabbos. If you're walking in the street in a community where there's an erif, there's a community. Community Erev, and you find on the street a diamond ring, $1 million. Shamoitzi davar hevker b'Shabbos she'ein ein muksa, ein by iser tiltel. The ein by iser tiltel. Okay, there's no muksa, so something wrong, and there's no iser tiltel because there's an Erev. Mutar liskois boy v'ein b'zeh mishomekach u'memkar. How are you allowed to pick up a diamond ring on the street on Shabbos in a reshus rabbi? You want to keep it? Okay, you want to be a nice guy, you can go and you can put an ad in the flap of Shu'a's journal and say, I found a diamond ring, who wants it? Make her ID, you're not necessarily mechuyev to do that. Because if there's a simon, there's no simon, and it's hefker, okay, then I'm not getting into those halachas. But obviously it's a very nice thing to do. So, but let's say you don't want to do this. Let's say you have a situation where something that's generic and there's no one's going to find it anyway, and you want to be koina, you want to be zoiche from hefker. Would you ask? Mekachu memkar. You're not allowed to make kinyonim on Shabbos. The only time you can make kinyonim on Shabbos is for dvar mitzvah. And then you have a mitzvah. You can make a kinyon in certain select situations, which I don't know the details, but certainly a dvar reshus. Here, there's no mitzvah. The ger died. And it says in the Mechaber, Mr. Reuven walks in and takes possession. And the question is, so how do we deal with the Erev? He didn't join the Erev. So do we say, Hutra Hutra? What are you taking possession on Shabbos? Mekach u'memkar. It's a kinyan. It's a sin. It's a sin. We don't have to. Deal. We should say kevan shehutra hutra because we should not take into consideration your aveira. That's the ultimate kevan shehutra hutra. If it was a sin for a person to take title to property of hefker on Shabbos, then without question we would say kevan shehutra hutra. When Shabbos began, where the ger is alive, where the ger did not die. And at this moment in time, there's only one resident in the courtyard. The other bayis is unoccupied. We do not need to deal with it. Kevan shehutra hutra. Well, we're going to have to be chayyeh. Shimon's going to take possession. But if he'll take possession, he will be committing a crime. He'll be doing an aveira if he'll take possession. Halacha doesn't deal with people that do averas on Shabbos. But it says here in Shulchan Aruch, we do take that into consideration. And we do take that into consideration. Obviously, it's not a sin to take title of property of Hefker on Shabbos.
Mekach u'memkar, does that need two parties?
Hefker doesn't need two parties. We're dealing with...
When you find that diamond ring, that's not Mekach u'memkar.
Well, it resembles Mekach u'memkar because you're taking possession. It's doimel Mekach u'memkar.
Mekach u'memkar needs two parties.
Correct.
In business.
Correct.
Here there are no two parties.
It's Hefker. Hefker is only one party. But Hefker is a subcategory.
It's not Mekach
u'memkar. Hefker, acquiring an object from Hefker, is a subcategory of Mekach u'memkar. The typical case of Mekach u'memkar is I own it, I'm selling it to you. But Hefker is also kinyan. I'm taking it from the Rishus of Hefker into my Rishus. So a ton of lumbus of how does Hefker work. I mean, these are sugyas that can go on for years to fataych. What exactly does it mean to acquire from Hefker? But Mitzia. But right now, here, Rabbi Kiva Eged said, we have a raya, beautiful raya from this halacha. Where would you expect this? Chmish Debur Chayel Dalad, in the middle of Siman Shinayin Aleph? You would never expect to find such a basic halacha, such a fundamental halacha in the Yanim of Mekach u'memkar, Chish HaMishman Yanim, right here. See, it's amazing. All the hidden gems you find in the middle of nowhere. Not in the middle of nowhere, but in the middle of a sugya that you never expect to find. Like I explained, it's not omer. You don't have to take that in consideration that the sin is going to be done. Ki also liskos ba umistama gam lo yachzik ba adam b'shabbos v'noimar. And we should obviously say the rule of Shabbos shehutra hutra. But the fact that we don't say that and we do take it into consideration, and we play around, do we say, when we say, when we don't say, in some instances we don't say, obviously it's a clear proof that you are allowed to acquire something from Hefker on Shabbos. Oh, but you're not allowed to make Hamemcha Shabbos, so that's your answer. The only time you're not allowed to engage in business on Shabbos is only when there's a seller, when the object is owned by another party, and he's giving it to you. But if you're taking it from this Rishus, called Hefker, is Hefker a Rishus? Or Hefker is, it's nothing, whatever that means.
It's not a party.
Is it? Is it not a party, really? That's not so simple. It's a big machlokes. A lot of long, what is Hefker? How do you define Hefker? How do you define a corporation? Maybe a corporation is Hefker. Think about that. There's no liability. What is Hefker? What does it mean to own something? This is not for now. This is a sugya above Mitzia. What is Hefker? But whatever Hefker is, we have here a raya that it's mutter. V'chein kos ha-primogodim shemutter liskos v'nichsi ha-ger b'shabbos v'ein zeh doymeh l'mekach u'memkar. Kevan she'ein ha-zoyche ha-makne b'shabbos, you're not acquiring and selling on Shabbos. V'rabbi kiv'ege sayim sh'tzorech i'in l'din. The primogodim has no doubts. He's mahimater. Clear at matir. So Rabbi Kiva Eged says Sorech Ladina, even though the Machab, so then you have to say, so Rabbi Kiva Eged is saying Sorech Ladina, so that, what does that mean? I mean, that itself is a major statement. That means that what happened here in this Simon, in Simon Hay, according to Rabbi Kiva Eged, possibly was a sin, was an aveira. Was an aveira. A person went and took possession of the property in sin. And halacha deals with this in a, people sin every day. Ma'isim v'choyim, people do averos. And therefore, when the rules of Kevan Shehutra Hutra, according to this side, this tzad, in Rabbi Kiva Eger's thinking, Kevon Shehutru Hutru takes into consideration people's averos. Since it's very possible that a person will commit an avera, will not be able to hold back on $1 million, will take possession of the property on Shabbos, we have to right away at this point in time say that we're not going to apply in Kevon Shehutru Hutru. That's a fascinating idea in and of itself. And Pirei Gadol doesn't like that. Pirei Gadol seems to say, no, it's mutar l'chatchila, there's no avera whatsoever. And if you'll come up with a situation of, hey, where there's an avera, maybe Kevon Shehutru Hutru does not take that into consideration. Okay,
I understand that Rabbi Akiva Egel learned the halacha at the beginning, and then he qualifies.
Well, that's very common. It appears this is what.
So what does that do for
his? He's not certain.
Efka of the diamond ring situation of Efka. Maybe that's how can you learn halacha from something that he has questions about?
Right, you can't. That's what he says. Rabbi Akiva Egel says. Rabbi Akiva Egel maskana. I mean, I have to go look at Rabbi Akiva Egel. You have to look everything up. Okay, these are second-hand sources, and you go to Rabbi Akiva Egel. You have to really. These are very complex issues. Don't trust at face value. But what it says here appears that Rabbi Akiva says that he found a diamond ring on Shabbos
right.
with $1 million. Can you imagine in his son? $1 million.
Right.
Are you allowed to pick it up? And there's an Erev. Are you allowed to acquire it on Shabbos? Are you allowed now? Could be maybe even going to be like, maybe even according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, I'm just thinking out loud, you're allowed to pick it up. And when you pick up, you say, I have kavana not to acquire it. Right. But I'll put it in safekeeping, where no one else can see it. I'm not joking. Where no one else can see it until Shabbos is over. Only nafkaminu, and then when Shabbos is over, the first second, I'm not going to admire with me in that Mitzvah Shabbos. You're going to stay home. You're going to stay home and daven ma'ariv later. And the first second that Shabbos is over, I'm acquiring the diamond ring. And then I'll build a shul so everyone can daven ma'ariv whenever they want. But, yeah. Is a matana? Yes. Matana is, it's not exactly like a chumemgar.
What about Shabbos?
You're not supposed to. I mean, my father, Zichron Levracha, used to always give bar mitzvah presents. I remember those days, there was a bar mitzvah boy almost every other week in the shul. Can you imagine those days? It was almost every other day that he said, the shul would present the bar mitzvah boy with a sefer. But they would say, we present, but don't confirm it on us. We present, but not do not confirm. We're making a prayer for show. We can't give it to you because you're not allowed to give a matana on Shabbos.
But an esrog
on... it's a divine mitzvah. You see, that's different. They're giving an esrog is a divine mitzvah. The rules of mitzvahs are different. Like medida, you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. Personally, you're very kind of people that get excited. They do renovations in their home. They do some a little renovation, or they do a new bathroom, a new this and that. They get so excited. They start measuring how much space here because they look at all the catalogs. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Also do medida. But a medida shel mitzvah by the seder, you take out the charts, you have exactly enough matzah and maror, and you measure the wine, 2.9 ounces, 3 ounces. Medida shel mitzvah is mutter, but not a medida shel chol. Mekhol emkar matana shel chol is also, but mitzvah is mutter.
But when you give the sefer to the rabbi mitzvah boy, the assumption is he's going to use it for learning. Isn't that divar shel mitzvah?
He has all the svarim to learn. He's not going to use it for learning on the Shabbos Star Mitzvah.
Give him a kiddush.
Okay,
so come, we'll learn together right now. The first pasuk.
Okay, but what would be the next? We'll finish the story. What would be the next? Can you come to Kivega? Let's say Kivega says Nina and dude. So what would you do? I'm just again thinking out loud. You pick it up. You put it in a private place, but it's not mine. I don't own it yet. And I'm not cutting it yet. I wait until Shabbos. Will mine ask me, no? If someone will come along and break into my home and steal that diamond ring,
can't call him.
I have no claim because even though I may have put it away in hiding and protection, no one should see it. According to Akiva Ega, it doesn't say halacha l'maisa. He says it could be you're not allowed to acquire from Efka. The case that I halacha, it was en hanani. It was an avera. It was done in sin. It was done in sin. We're discussing people's sin. We know people's sin. Halacha has to deal. We have to deal. This is a very delicate issue in the Gemara. To what degree does halacha, it's a fascinating topic, to what degree does halacha take into consideration the fact that people will sin, will do averos, and we have to adjust the halacha? That's classic examples right here. If you hold that you're not allowed to acquire property of Hefker on Shabbos, we're playing around with the halacha called Kevon Shehutra Hutra, a very delicate, complex halacha concept, taking into consideration the sin of a person acquiring something from Hefker. If it's a sin, Prima Gautama says it's not a sin.
And if it's a sin?
What?
And if it's a sin?
So if it's a sin, Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to do it. And yet, if even though you're not allowed to do it, it says here clearly in this siman, in this siman Shulchan Aruch, that because it's very possible that a person will sin and acquire from Hefker, we're not going to apply the principle of Kevan Shehutra Hutra. It's going to happen. Someone's going to do the Avera. How could you say someone's going to do the Avera? But Klali Shul, Kedoshim Heim. Yeah, people do Averas. And in Mela, we have to. We cannot apply in this situation to Kevon Shehutra Hutra.
That's why we have Yom Kippur.
But someone loses the Dara Ring, they're not being mafkir.
Okay, so you have to refine the case of Hefker. The rules of Hefker are complex. When do you say this Yeyush, Shin Rishus, and Risham? We have to construct a case where it's clearly Hefker. And then we can go forward. In
the Rabbi Shiloh first, then you go back and get the diamond ring.
What? By the time you go,
ask where the diamond ring.
The Rabbi say, "Wait, let me go take a look at the diamond ring."
The guy's in the diamond mine before you. The guy's breaking into your house, stealing the diamond ring. That's not yours. The guy's stealing the diamond ring, but that's not yours. He breaks into your house.
He's stealing the, exactly.
It's not like either,
right? Right, exactly. wouldn't it be? That's the question. But yeah, these are the tzaddikim. But this is a very interesting idea that we take out of this halacha here in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph. That's a place that you would expect to find such an interesting halacha. The Chayshem Mishpachim. Now let's go to the Vav of the Siman. Vav Echad Bnei Hechotzer Shoye Goises. Now we deal with another principle of Kevan. Shehutra hutra, when we apply the principle, when we do not apply the principle, a person is on his deathbed. And the doctors say, now I don't know how you adjust this today, modern medicine, people can go on for years, in all different types of situations where in ancient times, a person wouldn't live more than a few hours or a day. In halacha, goises, it appears it's for 3 days. It's a 3-day period where a person is deathly ill. And it appears a person can die at any moment. So there are certain rules. So the person, doctors say it's imminent. He's going to die very, very soon. What does that mean in halacha? So generally it's 3 days. Again, talking about time of the Gemara. Okay, you can't. I don't know. I have no idea how to extrapolate to this bisman hazeh. But here, even though you generally say 3 days, but when it comes to eruv chatzeros, it appears we're going to see now. The person is in this state called Goses before Shabbos begins. He's the only one that lives in this house. He's going to die. The assumption is he's going to die in a short period of time. If he dies on Shabbos, the home is going to come under new ownership, whether it's a ger, whether he has a yerush, and the new owner has not contributed towards the eruv. Now, of course, you have to remember, we're going in a situation not like today. There's not okay halacha l'maisa. Because today, you make an eruv chatzeros, you make it. So the Mishnah Berurah Mamash, the Mamash, that's what he says here at the very end. All these halachas are not practical. Because to make an eruv today, it's for anyone that will move in, it's for the people residents here, and the future residents that will come in, they'll come in the future. So, you don't, if you say the right nusach that's in the Siddur, you don't have these problems. But if you don't say the nusach in the Siddur, and you're very exclusive in who this eruv belongs to, only for these two people that are present, and now someone new moves in, you've got big problems on your hands. So this person is dying. He's a goises. He's all alone. There's no one else in the house but him. If he dies on Shabbos, who takes own title? Someone else. And they're coming in right away. The new person did not make an eruv. Do we apply in this case Kevan Shehutra Hutra? Since Shabbos began, so it's a very interesting case. On the one hand, a gois and halacha can go for 3 days. So we should say, 3 days, it would make it. But on the other hand, it can go any moment. So the bottom line is no. Since he can go any moment, we have to already take that into consideration immediately. And we don't say here kevan shechut shechut. That's his yisoid. So echad b'mechatzah shai goyit has v'achav hi she'ein yachol li'alach yosod, even though he can't live more than one day. Oyser ad she'yizaku b'loy b'pas. The Arvulov. Now he's saying it the other way around. He's saying the other way around. Why don't we say? It's a little bit strange. It's not really funny, but that after he dies, or even before he dies, he should not be. Since he will die very, very soon, and he's the only one in this courtyard, and let's make an assumption that the one that's in line to Yarshin is the other person. There are two people in the courtyard. When number two dies, the property will become title of number one. So since number two is going to die on Shabbos, and the only one that will be left is number one, I don't even make an Erev. I'm the only owner of the courtyard. Because he's hoping he's going to die soon. When he dies, he owns everything. So maybe you'll be machmir and you'll tell me that as long as he's alive, it's still called two owners. But after he dies, then at least I'm in business. Or do we say no? Since when Shabbos began, it was Aser. It remains. Let's read inside. Let's read inside. So one more time. Echa b'bnei achas eshoye goyses. Afal pi she'eino yochol lichyos boi bayom. He can't live one day. It doesn't matter. We don't make believe he already died. Oyser. He is a problem. He is. The other one is not allowed to carry. Ad she'yizakul b'pas the arvulov until unless he has contributed, or in this case, if he's a goyt, obviously he's not in a frame of mind to contribute. The other person must be his host. Let's see the Mishnah a little bit. Abishan yo'en li'lachyos. V'sal g'daitach. I mean, what is the hav? I mean, I would think. D'nechshav ki'ilumeis. It's as if he already died. Since he's a goyseis, this is a topic. This is a massive topic in halacha. A goyseis is already dead. So maybe he already died. I might think he already died. V'hoi yahavalei dira b'loy balim. No, kamash malon du kolz man shuchai harayu kechai l'chol devarav. And in Mela, you must make the Erev Olav, you must make the Erev, and then let's read then the Mechaber of Olav. The Chaynani is another halacha, it's not really related, just a different idea. The Chayn Katan Oyser Avapi Sheena Yachal Lechal Kazais. In other words, it's Me'inyin Le'in Ba'isa'inyin. A child owns property. You have over here a two family, you have an adult, and you have a child who owns a house. Does the child have to contribute towards the Erev? A cotton is pot in the kol mitzvos, right? It's not chayiv mitzvos. No, an erev is chayiv. An erev because it's not really, it's not for him. It's for you. It's a fascinating idea. You're now allowed to carry in from a private rishus to a rishus that's shared by a group of people. A child is considered a human being with the laws of Shabbos. I'm not allowed to go carry into the courtyard, and you'll tell me, oh, so he has to contribute towards the. What's the erev? Everyone gives a loaf of bread, a kazayis. Everyone gives a small amount, gives a loaf of bread, so all one big happy family. The child is too small, he's an infant, he can't even eat a kazayas. So it's meaningless that he should contribute bread towards an air that he can't even eat, consume from. That's the whole purpose. We're all living, you are where your food is. No, loy plok, it doesn't make a difference, the rule is the same. Period. Avol ho'ireach, this we learned before, we learned that last week, but a guest, Eina, Oitzer, Kamosha, Sparbis, Simon, Shinayin, that we learned previously, the previous Sif, Shinayin. Let's do a little Mishnah very quickly. Lamed, Gimel. Okay, it's a long Mishnah very quickly, we went through this very quickly. Kosovo, Gen Avram, the Im, Meis, Beshabbos, Oitzer. Kevan, She'ein, Erev, Royal, Skyim, Kalashabbos. The Royal, Goyis, and Lemisa, we don't hear, he says the thing I was trying to bring up before. Let's say the other way around. Let's say the Goyis says did contribute. He did contribute for the Erev, but then he dies on Shabbos. So let's say, and someone else takes over, let's say, Kevan Shehotra Hotra. No, we don't say Kevan Shehotra because we anticipate. we anticipate that he's going to die on Shabbos, and that's the rule of thumb. Anytime you anticipate something is going to change on Shabbos, you don't say Kevan Shehutra Hutra. If you don't anticipate it, something which is unusual, unexpected, then you do say the rule. Okay, then he goes on to say, because a lot of things, just we really went through most of these things. Okay,
what is it, the
cut
owns property?
Yeah, let's see. He does. So a parent dies. A parent dies. He's the Irish.
Well, he owns a property.
Absolutely. Bezna points to Apitropis all over the Gemara.
Well, on Shabbos.
What? No, before Shabbos begins. Before Shabbos. So he has property. So he must contribute to it. Okay, so we'll stop it. We're up to Simon Shin Ayin Beis.